Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. So it's an interesting question raised about how to differentiate between vocal tics and vocal akathisias. The vocal akathisia is not a term that is very specifically used per se. However, there is vocalization or production of some sounds as part of akathisia. So the most common sound that is considered a part of akathisia is moaning. So something like So moaning are common examples that we see in, for example, pain. Acute pain patients often have moans. And also, it's a very common feature in Down syndrome or mentally retarded children. So moaning is considered some form of a self-reassurance or some of a relief of anxiety, and is often associated with patients who have generalized akathisia. But akathisia is a movement disorder that by definition relieves with any kind of movement, which logically concludes that many form of vocalizations can be used by a patient to relieve the anxiety. I actually have a video of a patient, I might share it during the course, who was sent to me for leg tremors, and she would have this rhythmic shaking of the legs that I identify as voluntary movement. And one of the possibility of a volitional leg shaking presumed as involuntary is akathisia. And when I asked her to hold her leg, I noticed that she started moaning. And that was kind of a giveaway that I'm dealing with akathisia. Now, vocal tics are very different. Vocal tics are usually simple phonations. So shout, yell, scream. So up or ooh. So they're usually short, they're usually simple, they're usually loud, and have a very classical feature or nature to them. Now, complex vocalizations can occur in tics, in vocal tics, and then really complex vocalizations, especially in the form of coprolalia or speaking obscenities, of course, can happen in the form of vocal tics. Now, the better terms for vocal tics in Tourette syndrome is phonic tics. So the criteria of Tourette syndrome diagnosis requires that at least one motor tic is present and at least one phonic tic is present that sometimes is mislabeled as vocal tic. The difference between the two is that vocal tic presume that the sound being generated has to come from mouth or throat, while a phonic tic is a more generic term that is suggestive or covers sound produced anywhere else. For example, some people have a tic where they are cracking their knuckle. And it's not the movement of cracking the knuckle, it's the sound of the knuckle cracking, which is the tic that is relieves their anxiety or tension. And that's why it's a phonic tic. So if you hear any sound, for example, if they are snapping their finger, or if they are slapping their hands on their thighs, or if they are banging their desk, anytime you hear a sound in a tic, it's really important to ask the patient, is it the sound that relieves the anxiety or is it the movement that relieves the anxiety? And that will help you differentiate a phonic tic, where a sound is being generated from any motor movement, where the sound is important, as compared to a motor tic. So vocal tics is not the appropriate term. Phonic tics will be better. And then vocal akathisia is not a precise term, but vocalization can be seen in akathisia. To learn more about the Mini Fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H, space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.